鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。听，爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听，跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to More to Read。
欢迎来到轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。告别了充满春天气息的人间四月天，我们迎来了火热的五月。每到这时，人们都要为劳动者发出由衷的赞美。今天的美文阅读节目也让我们把目光聚焦在劳动和劳动者的身上。
More to Read，
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily Quote。
Work. Look for peace and calm in work. You will find it nowhere else. Dmitri Mendeleev.
努力工作吧，在工作中找到宁静与平和，你会发现除此之外别无他处。门捷列夫。德米特里·伊万诺维奇·门捷列夫出生于1834年2月7日，1907年2月2日去世，俄国科学家，发现化学元素的周期性。不过真正第一位发现元素周期率的是纽兰兹，门捷列夫是后来经过总结改进得出现在使用的元素周期率的。他依照原子量制作出世界上第一张元素周期表，并据以预见了一些尚未发现的元素。门捷列夫的名著伴随着元素周期率而诞生的化学原理，在19世纪后期和20世纪初被国际化学界公认为标准著作，前后共出了8版，影响了一代又一代的化学家。2019年联合国大会宣布当年为国际化学元素周期表年，旨在纪念俄罗斯化学家门捷列夫在150年前发表元素周期表这一科学发展史上的重大成就。
Work. Look for peace and calm in work. You will find it nowhere else. Dmitri Mendeleev.
努力工作吧，在工作中找到宁静与平和，你会发现除此之外别无他处。门捷列夫。
More to read.
闭上双眼，静静聆听，敞开心扉，慢慢品味。
Poem of the day.
说到劳动者的形象，可能我们很容易就想到了大家从小就耳熟能详的一首诗歌《悯农》。这首诗歌不仅反映了农民劳作的辛苦，也从一个侧面唤起人们心中对于劳动果实的珍惜之情。
悯农其二，李绅。锄禾日当午，汗滴禾下土。谁知盘中餐，粒粒皆辛苦。
Commiserating with the Farmers by Li Shen. Hoeing in the paddy under the midday sun, sweat dripping to the soil underneath the plant. Who knows that the meal's in our plates? Every morsel of them comes with toil and pains.
刚才听到的诗歌就是由唐代诗人李绅所作的《悯农其二》。 中文版本由轻松调频的主持人小斐为您朗诵。李绅出生于公元772年，公元846年去世，字公垂，祖籍亳州谯县，也就是今天的安徽省亳州市谯城区。他出生于湖州乌程县，即今天的浙江省湖州市，是唐朝的宰相、诗人。李绅与元稹、白居易交游甚密，为新乐府运动的参与者。《全唐诗》收录其《追昔游诗》三卷，《杂诗》一卷，今编为四卷。其中《悯农》二首诗流传甚广，另有《莺莺歌》保存在《西厢记诸公调》中。《悯农》二首其二描绘了在烈日当空的正午农民田里劳作的景象，概括地表现了农民中年辛勤劳动的生活，最后以“谁知盘中餐，粒粒皆辛苦”这样近似寓意深远的格言，表达了诗人对农民真挚的同情之心。诗歌风格简朴厚重，语言通俗质朴，音节和谐明快，并运用了虚实结合与对比的手法，增强了诗歌的表现力。
悯农其二，李绅。锄禾日当午，汗滴禾下土。谁知盘中餐，粒粒皆辛苦。
Commiserating with the Farmers by Li Shen. Hoeing in the paddy under the midday sun, sweat dripping to the soil underneath the plant. Who knows that the meal's in our plates? Every morsel of them comes with toil and pains.
文字的世界，用心用心聆听。
Beauty of words。
提到劳动者，我们会想到许多优秀的品质，坚韧不拔、吃苦耐劳、勤勤恳恳、任劳任怨等等。下面的这篇中国古代寓言所讲述的精神，又何尝不是劳动者所具备的最令人敬佩和敬仰的品质呢？这就是我们大家都非常熟悉的愚公移山。下面我们就用中英文对照的方式来读一下这则寓言的节选部分。中文版本由轻松调频的主持人小斐为您朗读，英文版本由杨宪义、戴乃蝶翻译。
愚公移山。
How the fool moved mountains。
太行王屋二山，方七百里，高万仞。
Taihang and Wangwu Mountains are some 700 li around and hundreds of thousands of feet high.
北山愚公者，年且九十，面山而居，乘山北之色，出入之迂也。聚士而谋曰：吾与汝臂力平险，指通豫南，达于汉阴，可乎？
North of these mountains lived an old man of nearly 90, who was called the Fool. His house faced these mountains, and he found it very inconvenient to have to make a detour each time he went out and came back. So one day, he summoned his family to discuss the matter.Suppose we work together to level the mountains, he suggested. Then we can open a road southward to the bank of the Han River.
杂人相许，其妻献议曰：以君之力，曾不能损魁父之丘，如太行王屋何？且焉置土石？杂曰：投诸渤海之尾，引土之北。
To this, they all agreed. Only his wife was dubious. "You haven't the strength to level even a small hill," she objected. "How can you move these two mountains? Besides, where will you dump all the earth and rocks?"
"We'll dump them in the sea," was the reply.
遂率子孙荷担者三夫，叩石垦壤，基本运于渤海之尾。邻人京城氏之双妻有疑难，使趁眺望助之。寒暑一节，始以反焉。
Then the fool set out with his son and grandson, the three of them carrying poles. They dug up stones and earth and carried them in baskets to the sea. A neighbor of theirs named Jing was a widow with a son of 7 or 8, and this boy went with them to help them. It took them several months to make one trip.
何屈至走，笑而止之曰：甚矣，汝之不会，以残年余力，曾不能毁山之一毛，其如土石何？
A man living at the river bend, who was called the wise man, laughed at their efforts and did his best to stop them.
Enough of this folly, he cried. How stupid this is! Old and weak as you are, you won't be able to remove even a fraction of the mountains. How can you dispose of so much earth and stones?
北山愚公长息曰：如心之固，固不可彻，曾不若双妻若子。虽我之死，有子存焉，子又生孙，孙又生子，子又有子，子又有孙，子子孙孙无穷匮也。而山不加增，何苦而不平？何屈至走，无以应。
The fool heaved a long sigh. How dull and dense you are, he said. You haven't even the sense of the widow's young son. Though I shall die, I shall leave behind me my son, and my son's sons, and so on from generation. Since these mountains can't grow any larger, why shouldn't we be able to level them? Then the wise man had nothing to say. 愚公移山是战国时期思想家列子创作的一篇寓言小品文。文章叙述了愚公不畏艰难，坚持不懈，挖山不止，最终感动天地而将山挪走的故事。通过愚公的坚持不懈与智叟的胆小怯懦，以及愚与智的对比，表现了中国古代劳动人民的信心和毅力，说明了要克服困难就必须坚持不懈的道理。而愚公移山的精神也影响了世世代代的中国人。和愚公移山的精神相类似，西方文学作品中也不乏对此类坚韧不拔之精神的描写和赞扬，比如我们接下来将要听到的美国作家海明威的代表作《老人与海》。欧内斯特·米勒尔·海明威出生于1899年7月21日，1961年7月2日去世，美国作家、记者，被认为是20世纪最著名的小说家之一。《老人与海》则是海明威于1951年在古巴创作的一篇中篇小说，于1952年出版。小说围绕一位老年古巴渔夫与一条巨大的马林鱼在离岸很远的湾流中搏斗而展开故事的讲述。尽管海明威笔下的老人是悲剧性的，但他身上却有着超人的品质，泰然自若地接受失败，沉着勇敢地面对死亡。这些硬汉子形象也体现了海明威的人生哲学和道德理想。下面呢，就让我们一起来读一下《老人与海》中的节选片段。这一片段描述了老人在海上与鲨鱼搏斗的惊险历程。中文版本由轻松调频的主持人念希为您朗读。The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway。
老人与海，海明威。
The shark was not an accident.
He had come up from deep down in the water as the dark cloud of blood had settled and dispersed in the mile deep sea. He had come up so fast and absolutely without caution that he broke the surface of the blue water and was in the sun. Then he fell back into the sea and picked up the sand and started swimming on the course the skiff and the fish had taken.
这条鲨鱼的出现不是偶然的。当那一大片暗红的血朝一英里深的海下沉并扩散的时候，它从水底深处上来了。它窜上来的那么快，全然不顾一切，竟然冲破了蓝色的水面，来到了阳光里。跟着他又掉回海里，嗅到了血腥气的踪迹，就顺着小船和那鱼所走的路线游去。
Sometimes he lost the sand, but he would pick it up again, or have just a trace of it. And he swam fast and hard on the course. He was a very big Mako shark, built to swim as fast as the fastest fish in the sea, and everything about him was beautiful, except his jaws.His back was as blue as a swordfish's, and his belly was silver, and his hide was smooth and handsome. He was built as a swordfish except for his huge jaws, which were tight shut now as he swam fast. Just under the surface with his high dorsal fin knifing through the water without wavering.
有时候他迷失了那气味，但是他总会重新嗅到。或者就嗅到那么一点儿，他就飞快地使劲跟上。他是条很大的灰青鲨，生就一副好体格，能游得跟海里最快的鱼一般快，周身的一切都很美，除了他的上下颚。他的背部和剑鱼一般蓝，肚子是银色的，鱼皮光滑而漂亮。他长得和剑鱼一般，除了他那张正紧闭着的大嘴。他眼下就在水面下迅速地游着，高耸的脊鳍像刀子般划破水面，一点儿也不抖动。
Inside the closed double lip of his jaws, all of his eight rows of teeth were slanted inwards. They were not the ordinary pyramid-shaped teeth of most sharks. They were shaped like a man's fingers when they are crisped like claws.They were nearly as long as the fingers of the old man, and they had razor-sharp cutting edges on both sides. This was a fish built to feed on all the fishes in the sea, that was so fast and strong and well-armed that they had no other enemy. Now, he speeded up as he smelled the fresher sand, and his blue dorsal fin cut the water.
在这紧闭着的双唇里面八排牙齿全都朝里倾斜着，它们和大多数鲨鱼的不同，不是一般的金字塔形的，它们像爪子般蜷曲起来的人的手指，它们几乎跟着老人的手指一般长，两边都有刀片般锋利的快口。这种鱼生就拿海里所有的鱼当食料，它们游得那么快，那么壮健，武器齐备，以致所向无敌。他闻到了这新鲜的血腥气，此刻正加快了速度，蓝色的脊鳍划破了水面。
When the old man saw him coming, he knew that this was a shark that had no fear at all and would do exactly what he wished. He prepared the harpoon and made the rope fast while he watched the shark come on. The rope was short, as it lacked what he had cut away to lash the fish.
老人看见他在游来，看出这是条毫无畏惧而坚决为所欲为的鲨鱼。他准备好了鱼叉，系紧了绳子，一面注视着鲨鱼向前游来。绳子短了，缺了他割下用来绑鱼的那一节。
The old man's head was clear and good now, and he was full of resolution, but he had little hope. It was too good to last, he thought.He took one look at the great fish as he watched the shark close in. It might as well have been a dream, he thought. I cannot keep him from hitting me, but maybe I can get him. Dan Tuso, he thought. Bad luck to your mother.
老人此刻头脑清醒，正常，充满了决心，但并不抱着多少希望。光景太好了，不可能持久的，他想。他注视着鲨鱼在逼近，抽空朝那条大鱼望上一眼。这简直等于是一场梦，他想。我没法阻止他来袭击我，但是也许我能弄死他。登多索杀，他想，你交上坏运了。
The shark closed fast astern, and when he hit the fish, the old man saw his mouth open, and his strange eyes and the clicking chop of the teeth as he drove forward in the meat just above the tail. The shark's head was out of water and his back was coming out, and the old man could hear the noise of skin and flesh ripping on the big fish when he rammed the harpoon down onto the shark's head at a spot where the line between his eyes intersected with the line that ran straight back from his nose.
鲨鱼飞速地逼近船梢，他袭击那鱼的时候，老人看见他张开了嘴，看见他那双奇异的眼睛。他咬住鱼尾巴上面一点的地方，牙齿咬得嘎吱嘎吱地响。鲨鱼的头露出在水面上，背部正在出水。老人听见那条大鱼的皮肉被撕裂的声音。这时候，他用鱼叉朝下猛地扎进鲨鱼的脑袋，正扎在他两眼之间的那条线和从鼻子笔直通到脑后的那条线的交叉点上。
There were no such lines.There was only the heavy, sharp blue head, and the big eyes, and the clicking, thrusting, all-swallowing jaws. But that was the location of the brain, and the old man hit it. He hit it with his blood-mushed hands, driving a good harpoon with all his strength. He hit it without hope, but with resolution and complete malignancy.
这两条线实在是并不存在的。只有那沉重尖锐的蓝色脑袋，两只大眼睛和那嘎吱作响吞噬一切的突出的两颚。可是那儿正是脑子的所在。老人直朝他扎去，他使出全身的力气，用呼着鲜血的双手把一只好鱼叉向他扎去。他扎他，并不抱着希望，但是带着决心和十足的恶意。
The shark swung over, and the old man saw his eye was not alive, and then he swung over once again, wrapping himself in two loops of the rope. The old man knew that he was dead, but the shark would not accept it. Then, on his back, with his tail lashing and his jaws clicking, the shark plowed over the water as a speedboat does.The water was white where his tail beat it, and three quarters of his body was clear above the water when the rope came taut, shivered, and then snapped. The shark lay quietly for a little while on the surface, and the old man watched him. Then he went down very slowly.
鲨鱼翻了个身，老人看出他眼睛里已经没有生气了。跟着他又翻了个身。自行缠上了两道绳子。老人知道这鲨鱼快死了，但他还是不肯认输。他这时肚皮朝上，尾巴扑打着，两颚嘎吱作响，像一条快艇般划破水面。他的尾巴把水拍打得泛出白色，四分之三的身体露出在水面上。这时绳子给绷紧了，抖了一下，啪的断了。鲨鱼在水面上静静地躺了片刻，老人紧盯着它，然后它慢慢地沉下去了。
He took about 40 pounds, the old man said aloud. He took my harpoon too and all the rope, he thought. And now my fish bleeds again and there will be others.He did not like to look at the fish anymore since he had been mutilated. When the fish had been hit, it was as though he himself were hit. But I killed the shark that hit my fish, he thought. And he was the biggest dentuso that I have ever seen. and God knows that I have seen big ones. It was too good to last, he thought. I wish it had been a dream now, and that I had never hooked the fish and was alone in bed on the newspapers.
他吃掉了约莫四十磅肉，老人说出声来。他把我的鱼叉也带走了，还有那么许多绳子，他想。而且现在我这条鱼又在淌血，其他鲨鱼也会来的。他不忍心再朝着死鱼看上一眼，因为他已经被咬得残缺不全了。鱼挨到袭击的时候，他感到就像自己挨到袭击一样。可是我杀死了这条袭击我的鱼的鲨鱼，他想，而它是我见过的最大的东多索鲨。天知道，我见过一些大的。光景太好了，不可能持久的，他想。但愿这是一场梦，我根本没有钓到这条鱼，正独自躺在床上铺的旧报纸上。
But man is not made for defeat.He said, A man can be destroyed, but not defeated. I'm sorry that I killed the fish, though, he thought. Now the bad time is coming, and I do not even have the harpoon. The dentuso is cruel and able and strong and intelligent. But I was more intelligent than he was. Perhaps not, he thought. Perhaps I was only better armed.Don't think, old man, he said aloud. Sail on this course and take it when it comes.
不过，人不是为失败而生的。他说，一个人可以被毁灭，但不能被打败。不过我很痛心，把这鱼给杀了。他想，现在倒霉的时刻要来了，可我连鱼叉也没有。这条登多索鲨是残忍、能干、强壮而聪明的，但是我比它更聪明。也许并不，他想。也许我仅仅是武器比它强。别想了，老家伙，他说出声来。顺着这航线行驶，事到临头再对付吧。
感谢您收听今天的美文阅读节目，您还可以通过云听和 CGTN 官方 APP 在线实时收听美文阅读以及轻松调频的其他节目。想要查看美文阅读节目文稿，欢迎您访问网站 radio.cgtn.com。 今天的节目就到这儿，我是沈听，我们明天见。